Brad Keselowski, talk to me.
It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, and this is your wake-up call.
All right, time to wake race fans up.
Exactly. They don't have to keep overpaying for cell service.
But they need speed.
Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage as the leading carriers.
Is switching lanes easy?
Oh, yeah. Right now, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. Just call 1-888-FREEDOM.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
It's Drew Garabo Live.
Seth picks your music on Tuesdays. And this would be... Now, it's not a brand new band. The band is brand new. And it is Sick Transit Gloria, Ellipses, Glory Fades. I always like to make sure I announce when there are ellipses or a parenthetical on a song, because it really paints a picture in the ears of the listener.
You're my favorite DJ.
We have special guests. It's exciting. From the Migs and Swig show, heard Saturday mornings now on 102.5 The Bone at 10 a.m. We were talking about heroin, and JoJo came in. She said,
I think you can tell by my slim figure that I'm an active user.
You are slim. I don't know what you're talking about. But you have brought with you Mr. Ben Swig. Hello. It's good to see you.
Hello. Good to be seen.
Thank you. I was reading your bio, and I did not know that your favorite band is my favorite band, that the Beastie Boys are also your favorite.
Without a doubt.
That is so refreshing.
It was... what was it? Probably summer of 87.
Yeah.
And I was at the Beastie Boys Run DMC show.
Sure.
And I was backstage because my dad had something to do with the insurance, and it was at Shoreline Amphitheater. And from that moment on, my whole life was about wanting to be a Beastie Boy.
Was that the Fresh Fest?
That was Raising Hell Tour.
Raising Hell Tour. It was Davey D opening up.
Yeah, and they had the Budweiser.
Yeah, inflatables.
And they would just throw beer and slide across the stage. And I was like, I want to be those guys.
Yeah, they had inflatable penis that they would have on stage. And
monkeys dancing in the cages.
Yeah. It was a crazy show. And that's my favorite band as well. What I did not also know about you is that you told us this during the break, if not for the needle exchange program in San Francisco, you might not be here right now.
I might not be here, yeah. I mean, besides the heroin, I was a social heroin user, I guess you could say, and that meant so shall I.
Right.
And I was, I got strung out at a pretty young age, and in San Francisco, you were talking about vending machines. I guess technology wasn't there yet, but they had a needle exchange where when you brought your used needle in, if you brought 10 used needles in, they'd give you 10 new needles.
Right.
And it was a great program. I mean, if not, people...
Yeah,
people,
that was really great. Just let's keep doing it.
Well, I mean, look, the heroin's one thing. You could die of that. But, you can get clean from that. You
can't get clean from AIDS.
No, you can't.
That's what they tell you.
Tell that to magic.
What was it that finally got you to see the light? Was it reaching rock bottom, Ben, or was it how did you end up kicking the habit that somebody liked?
Well, it's funny because rock bottom. They talk about rock bottom, and for some reason, I kept on finding a new bottom. So the rock wasn't very solid,
right?
And I had a couple overdoses and a couple of mishaps with the police, and finally, it wasn't any burning bush moment. It wasn't laying in the hospital bed, coming out of an overdose or laying in a jail cell or anything. It was just one day I just had enough.
Man.
I went to treatment, and that was, November 3rd, 1994?
No kidding.
No kidding.
So you got out of it right after the grunge rebellion. So you're like, man, I lived through Nirvana and Soundgarden and all that. Now I can get clean.
Yeah. I mean, I remember Kurt Cobain had already killed himself.
Yeah.
And I remember... watching that and allegedly, or Courtney killed him,
right?
Mm-hmm. And I remember watching that and just going, I knew what it was and I knew how bad it was, but I just went through it,
Right, man. Is every day a struggle for you, Ben? Is it just every once in a while when you find yourself in a certain situation?
No, I don't think every day is a struggle. I mean, it's been almost half my life. I mean, it's been more than half my life I've been sober. So it's just sort of part of life. I don't drink. I don't do drugs.
Do you have other addictions now?
Do we want to talk about that?
I'm just asking if you convert one into another.
If it's possibility of being addictable, then I'm addicted. So I have an addictive personality.
Sure. Yes,
there are other things.
I mean, apples and peanut butter are not bad.
No. Chocolate, also not bad.
Candy Crush.
Right.
You know?
That is somewhat addictive and can be harmful.
So what's your favorite drug, JoJo?
I don't have a favorite. Sex? Is that a drug?
Sure.
Okay. Is it? That would be my favorite.
All right. Sex is
it. It always comes back to sex with Georgia.
Doesn't it?
I mean, I don't love it, but because I've known her since.
You don't love sex?
No, I don't love you talking about it.
Oh.
Well, you know why it always comes back to that. Juice, 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 juice.
Jojo, so how's your life changed since you fell in on Drew Garabo Live just a few weeks ago?
I cannot go anywhere without tomatoes being thrown at me, bananas.
We're sorry about that.
Sway, did you see the banana thing that Jojo and Drew did?
Let me tell you about Jojo.
Oh, my God, did you see the banana thing?
Jojo is very shady and sneaky.
Yeah,
right?
Shady. 100%.
And we went through that whole thing on the Mo Show about her not going out, but you saw her out that night. So we don't hear about it.
Right.
She came and she wouldn't even know she's on your show during the week, except for I heard her.
Right.
And then I'm in a meeting with, you know, the top people at Cox.
Sure.
Not getting in trouble, but actually talking business.
Right.
And they say this banana thing with JoJo. And
yeah.
Like, banana thing with JoJo and Drew.
Could be anything.
Yeah. And they're talking about how organic it was and how, you know, organic on social media. Yeah. And,
it was not an organic banana.
Delicious.
Oh, look, there it is. There's the.
Left myself wide open for that.
Hey, delicious organic banana.
I love
banana.
The slow-mo.
The slow-mo really adds a lot to it. And there. By the way.
That was pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Drew.
Thank you.
A little scary.
Shortly after that, by the way, I noticed that my girlfriend and JoJo became Facebook friends.
They better.
I know. And I was very interested in that. I was very intrigued because I see who the recently added ones are. And I was like, so you and JoJo are Facebook
friends.
Can
I bring
now?
Something up?
Please.
Because I did actually, because they were talking about this in the meeting and how to, you know, how JoJo's incorporated across the certain
That's
shows.
A nice
and
way
I said,
to say it.
And then with the banana thing and the, and I said, could JoJo possibly be the one?
The one
for
oh,
you
oh
and,
the one for us.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Was that a little awkward question?
No,
out there?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
I'm just throwing it out.
That's a great question. JoJo? No, she's down. Who are we kidding?
Why do you, I mean.
I don't, you know what? I've never really thought about it.
Oh, you've thought
Well,
about
think
it.
About no. it. And give me your thoughts.
I haven't thought about it, but maybe I will.
What are your initial thoughts?
I don't know. Well, I'm more of a selfish person, so I don't know that I like to share.
Okay.
So I don't know that I would
Me
be
or
really,
her?
I don't know that I don't know.
Okay.
I've never right. really been with a woman like that.
Oh.
What do you mean,
so
like,
all these things intrigue
been with
me.
Like that, meaning,
nobody believes that.
Yeah. So you've made out with
you
girls.
You had to believe me.
You've made out with girls, right? You.
I maybe.
Have you made out with girls' private parts?
No.
Okay.
Has the girl made out with your private parts?
I knew
right,
because
it's not gay.
Because
that's not gay.
Is that the Starburst slogan? The juice is what is that?
The juice is loose.
Yeah, that's
oh, yeah,
okay.
yeah, for sure.
I'm just an OJ fan.
We have JoJo and Ben Swig in with us. You can catch their show out on weekends.
What do you have a notepad out for? Were you looking at interview?
No, so if she was, you know, if she was going to make a
question.
Compelling argument, I was going to take notes so I could share them with my girlfriend later.
That would be great content that would spread not only between their show and our show, but across the whole radio station.
Sure, good cross. I brought it
oh, that's organic.
Great job. Thank you. Yeah, that would be good cross.
By the way, doesn't want to talk about me having sex, offers me into a threesome.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
Well,
that's
for
different.
The good of the show.
Yeah, it's not for sex.
Trying to help you out.
Yeah, it's for show chemistry.
I've sort of accepted the fact it's going to happen. I
right.
might as well control it.
Right.
You know, like the bikes and the makeout session
yeah,
with you. And
yeah, absolutely.
You're like my pimp.
Bikes yeah, and bananas. He's a banana pimp. He's a bike pimp. Well, thank you guys very much for allowing us to put you on the show and for being involved with Apple a Day. We're excited to have you guys this year. It's going to be bigger and better than ever, and it's truly a magical experience being able to put iPads in the hands of kids who are going through chemotherapy. We gave one to a 3-year-old kid yesterday on the show, and God, to see a 3-year-old who is going to go through chemotherapy. What, today was her next treatment?
Yeah, she's been going through treatment. Yeah,
it's just it's heartbreaking, and to be able to provide any kind of comfort is immensely and profoundly gratifying as a broadcaster and human being. So thank you guys
Absolutely.
for getting behind this initiative. It's going to be great.
Yeah, they're working on a big event for us.
We are. We can't give away too much yet because we don't know too much yet. But,
but when we do,
you will be the first to know. And yeah.
By the way, I saw you at a spring training Yankees game very early on in the season, but I was in like the 12th row and you were like as close as you could get to the field, so I didn't want to start screaming your name or anything like that, but I did have my eye on you for a while.
Well, thanks for looking out and calling me.
I
saw you, but I didn't say hi, but yeah.
What do I text?
He would have ignored you anyway.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the front row,
right.
And then do I text him, and then does he act like he doesn't get my text? Do I say, hey, I'm behind you, here's a picture of you?
Right, yeah, for sure. Here's the back of your head.
This guy was in the on-deck circle. That's where his seats were.
Well, there you could really test the strength of our relationship there, and you could see me when I looked at my phone for your text. That's always a good marker to see if somebody's paying attention to you.
Yeah, I like to do that. Not tell them that I'm at the same event, and then text them just to see them go,
hey, what are you doing?
You see the eye rolling. Oh, God, says that guy again. All right, we're going to step aside. We'll come back. We'll have Charles Barkley's comments. We got a ton of stuff to get to. So stay right there. Again, Migs and Swig with the fantastic JoJo. Every Saturday morning at 10 right here on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey, guys, how's it going today?
Good, bud. How about you?
Not too bad. You know, I'm calling about the Isaiah Thomas topic. You know, I'm actually a Boston fan myself. I'm a big Celtic fan.
Wicked piss
off. You know, I don't necessarily – I understand where Barkley was coming from. I agree with Kevin. You know, I don't think Barkley meant it in a harmful or crude way, I guess. It was kind of like – I feel like he misworded his words. I hate to bring up something that happened in the past, like with Jameis Winston. I might have butchered his name there, but I feel like...
Yeah, it's Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I believe...
Jameis Winston, not Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston.
Winston. Oh, I got you. I appreciate you correcting me, man.
No problem, man.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't want to, we're in Tampa Bay. I don't want you to make an ass of yourself. You know, if you said Jameis Winston, people would make fun of you. It's Jameis Winston.
Winston, I got you. Well, I honestly thought I was saying his first name wrong because I hear people say Jameis.
Jameis? Yeah, no, it's Jameis.
I've literally been corrected by somebody where they were like, no, his name isn't Jameis Winston. And I was like,
no, it's not. It's Jameis Winston. Duh.
You
let those people know when they try to correct you. It's Jameis Winston.
Where are people saying Jameis Winston? Are you hanging out in ISIS caves or something?
No ISIS caves for me.
I thought it was Jameis Weinstein.
He did just convert to Judaism.
That explains it then.
Explains
but,
what?
It was more so just, I feel like, I mean, everybody's saying that Isaiah, it's like they said, Isaiah Thomas, he wasn't forced to play the game.
Right.
He also dedicated the game to his sister.
Right.
You know, I mean... And he played his heart out. So everybody who was worried about how he was going to play, the dude put up 33 points, had a game high.
Yeah.
And he's already come out and said that, you know, he's going to play in tonight's game.
Yeah.
And then after tonight, he is flying to Tacoma to spend time with his family and everything for the funeral.
Man, after two losses.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Hopefully not two losses, man. Hopefully not, because I thought we could have won the first one, but, you know.
Sure.
Marcus Smart throwing the ball away.
That happens. Hey, let's not get in the X's and O's. I'll tell you what. We will give you, we got a couple of passes at Busch Gardens to check out some stuff that they do that Olivero gave us. If you can correctly pronounce the first and last name of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers franchise quarterback.
Jameis Winston.
I'll give you one more shot at it.
No, I know it's Jameis Winston. I was just going along with it. Unless I'm saying this Winston, Jameis Winston. I'm saying his first name wrong, aren't I? Winston. I don't know.
Are you just an NBA guy, or are you like football also?
No, I'm a big football guy. I'm right there with Drew. Tom Brady's the man.
Of course you are.
Macizos.
So his name is what again?
I'm guessing it's not Jameis. I really don't know how to pronounce his first name.
Try it again.
Sosos.
God, you guys are killing. No, I'm just kidding. But,
I mean, you've never heard his name pronounced before?
No, I do, but to be honest with you, I just tend to say some words funny, like one word that I'm always picked on is a drawer. I say draw.
Well, I mean, that's just a dialect kind of thing. That's
I don't know if maybe that's the same thing. Not Jameis. I honestly wouldn't be able to tell you how to pronounce it, guys. I've always just
you got this,
like
bro.
That.
I believe in you. Come on, man. You got a four pack. I tell you, a pair of 1-day passes to Busch Gardens for the Food and Wine Festival happening weekends through April 30th.
We'll set them up with the first pick. In the NFL draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select quarterback from Florida State.
Oh, so.
Jameis Winston is how I say it, guys. I'm sorry. I wish I could say it differently, but...
You can.
I mean, I could say Jameis.
So close, yet so far.
Jameis Winston?
Yeah!
I like your mice.
You're going to Busch Gardens. Hold on one second.
That guy wasn't real, was he?
By the way, somebody on Twitter did capture the dirt at the exact at the exact point, and I'm not going to retweet it. But will you look at the face that I'm making? And, yeah, turn it. Whew, Jamise.
Wow.
All right.